Up is 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. After all the weather troubles last weekend and since, will 2022 go out like a lion or like a lamb? Well, here's Weather Channel forecaster Alex Wilson.
New Year's Eve forecast, travel troubles for both coasts, from the west coast where we've got active weather to the east where we'll see plenty of rain opportunities. As we move into New Year's Day, things are better in the east. Active weather is still going to bring you slowdowns at the airport and on the roads across parts of the West. And then we get into next week, the new year, a significant severe weather threat shaping up across the Mid-South.
This is Southwest tries to clear out its passenger and luggage backlog after a week the airline would much like to forget. Thousands of cancellations and no shortage of confusion either. Speaking of preparations.
3, 2, 1, happy New Year!
No, it's not Happy New Year just yet. That is the Times Square Alliance with its annual confetti drop test. President Biden has signed that huge money bill to fund the government and all sorts of other things into next fall. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports, not to everybody's liking.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, who hopes to become the next Speaker of the House in January, called the bill, in his words, a monstrosity that is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body. House conservatives also have blasted the bill for its spending.
A major figure of sports and beyond has died. Pelé, a soccer superstar from Brazil's World Cup champion of 1958 to the New York Cosmos of the mid-1970s. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez.
I got the gift from God to play football.
The gift catapulted him from a childhood of poverty to global stardom. At the age of 34, he went on a mission to popularize soccer in the United States, signing a $2.8 million contract with the New York Cosmos that made him the world's highest paid athlete.
Pelé was 82 years old. Health news, dozens of kids in Ohio infected with measles. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
More than half of the infected children are unvaccinated babies and toddlers.
We really feel as pediatricians that this is one of the most important things that we can do for your children in helping protect them against these diseases.
Dr. Shannon Dillon of Riley's Children's Hospital in Indianapolis. No children have died in the outbreak, but more than 30 are hospitalized.
The Keystone Pipeline back up and running.
A leak in the pipeline 3 weeks ago spilled 14,000 barrels of crude oil into a creek in rural northeast Kansas. The 2,700-mile pipeline carries crude oil from western Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Correspondent Jim Crisula. It happened about a week ago. The U.S. says a Chinese fighter jet flew dangerously close to an Air Force reconnaissance plane, forcing the American pilot to maneuver to avoid a collision. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Sail with American Queen Voyages, where history comes alive and discovery runs deep. Enriching adventures await in North America's mighty rivers, great lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wilds of Alaska. Visit American Queen Voyages at aqvoyages.com, cruising North America now. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional. American Queen Voyages. Discovery runs deep.
MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 35. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 14. Highs level off around 33. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. You probably didn't know that Greg Palast was a protege of Milton Friedman at the University of Chicago. He was one of the only Americans in the so-called Chicago Boys Group, which kicked off the Reagan-Thatcher decriminalization of financial manipulation worldwide. Why? Well, he was working undercover for union leadership in Chicago. Maybe you didn't know that he was an investigator of corporate fraud and racketeering, directing investigators of the nuclear industry for the U.S. Department of Justice and the oil industry, going after the oil industry on behalf of the DOJ, including the Exxon Valdez crackup. He's the author of the United Nations Guide on the Regulation of the Energy Industry, which is, well, you know, where he got his master's degree. He's based on his lectures at Cambridge University's Department of Applied Economics, in the University of Sao Paulo. He covered oil, energy, and resource wars for BBC and The Guardian, from Venezuela to Kazakhstan. His newest movie is called Vigilante, Georgia's Vote Suppression Hitman, produced by Martin Sheen and George DiCaprio and narrated by Rosario Dawson. And you can watch it free of charge from now until New Year's Eve at gregpalast.com. And Greg, welcome to the program. I want to do a deep dive into some of the incredible work you've done in your life. Go ahead.
Well, is it going to be one of your hidden history books? I mean, you've just busted me. I'm just supposed to be the crazy guy in the hat that runs around after the bad guys on TV for BBC. But in fact, it's more Raiders of the Lost Ark. I have I came out of academia and out of working with unions, Justice Department, attorneys general around the world, et cetera, wrote that United Nations guide. And, of course, I was the protege of Milton Friedman. He didn't know I was undercover. Now you just busted me. Yes, I was working for the kind of left-wing labor unions in Chicago. They want to know what this guy was up to. So I worked with him.
Amazing.
Even got in the Chicago Boys. We had those classes in Spanish where we basically planned the murderous takeover of the economy of Chile. 3,000 people were murdered. I don't want to be not responsible for it. I was a witness hoping to report about it.
Wow. Do you speak Spanish, Greg?
Yes.
Wow.
Sí.
Claro que sí. I had no idea. Yeah, you are a man of many talents. Well, your most recent reporting, and you published this piece, I believe last night or this morning, is about what's going on in Georgia. Raphael Warnock, the senator from Georgia, the newly reelected senator, said yesterday, he said, quote, "Now, there will be those on both sides in our state and across the country who will point to our victory and try to use it to argue that there is no voter suppression in Georgia. The fact that millions of Georgians endured hours in lines and were willing to spend hours in lines that wrapped around buildings and went on for blocks, lines in the cold, lines in the rain, is certainly, most certainly not a sign voter suppression does not exist." So tell us what you've learned. I mean, the Secretary of State in Georgia is claiming that, hey, we had more people vote in this election than any midterm in history. What happened?
Well, that's I'm so glad to hear that we had a record turnout in Georgia. And every single news outlet, from the New York Times to the Wall Street Journal to MSDNC, the whole crowd, everyone said there was a record turnout in Georgia. Well, you could say it was a record turnout. It was a record plummet. Let me repeat that. The decline between the last runoff with Warnock, between Warnock and Republican Kelly Loeffler, and this, now 2 years later, this runoff, we lost 1 million voters. 1 million, a quarter of the vote, about 22% of the vote vanished. 1 million voters, not one outlet, except now Tom Hartman and Truthdig today, and GregPalast.com. Not one outlet. Now, by the way, where did I get this? From the same guy who issued the blather, the Secretary of State of Georgia, and Brian Kemp, repeated the newly so-called reelected governor of Georgia, now running for president. So this is important. It's not just Georgia, baby. Get ready for the, we're going to be hailing that chief.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was 4.5 million voters 2 years ago. It fell off a cliff to 3.5 million. Even those who've gone through the No Child Behind left education system of America knows that's a million votes lost, reported nowhere. It's right in the bottom of the press releases. There's something called a data hub. And I know that my fellow reporters became reporters because they flunked math. But please look at the numbers, the actual reported numbers from the Secretary of State of Georgia's office, the actual return numbers. At the core of this was, are you ready? An 83% drop in mail-in absentee votes. 83%. And can I tell you, Tom, why this happened, how this happened?
Go for it.
Okay. SB 202, what the NAACP calls Jim Crow 2.0.
This is the Senate Bill 202. This is a piece of legislation within the state of Georgia.
That's right. And so what happened is, and it will be the legislation coming to a state near you, as Martin Sheen says at the beginning of my film. Here's what happened. Warnock and his running mate, Senator John Ossoff, and a guy, Joe Biden, all won Georgia, shocking, stunning the Republicans. And by the way, shocking the National Democrats, too. I wasn't shocked. In the 2020 election, 2021 runoff. And so within weeks, literally a couple weeks, they passed this law, Senate Bill 202. The reason Warnock, Ossoff, and Biden won was the mail-in vote, which Warnock, for example, won by more than 2-1. Hmm. He won that race by about 100,000 votes. This is not confusing math, but let's go through it. He won by about 100,000 votes, a little less, and he won, but 400,000 vote plurality in the mail-in balloting, 2-1. So they said, we have to get rid of mail-in balloting. We have to stop this thing, especially if there's a runoff. So they passed SB 202, 98 pages of Jim Crow restrictions on voting. I will, by the way, tip the hat to the Justice Department. They haven't been very aggressive, but they did file a complaint about SB 202. Mm-hmm. Hardly noticed. Right. But here's the practical effect. So how do you stop people from mailing in their ballots? The answer is, for example, in this runoff, You went from Warnock massively won the early voting. So first thing you do is you cut the early voting from 17 days to 7. It's supposed to be originally cut it to 6, but the court said, no, you can't say no voting on Robert E. Lee Day. I can't make this up.
Right.
That's what they said. So you cut early voting 17 to 6. Then you remove the drop boxes. In Atlanta 2 years ago, there were 107 drop boxes, four counties of Atlanta. Outside of Atlanta, in the rural Republican counties, so you went from 107 drop boxes in Atlanta to 25. You were barred, under the law, from having more than one drop box per 100,000 active voters. That only applies to Atlanta, only Atlanta. And then they ordered the southern rural counties to increase their drop boxes. So they took the black drop boxes and gave it to the white counties. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Then they closed the drop boxes. They took them outside from in front of the buildings and stuck them inside the buildings so you could only vote during the business hours of those few 7 days of early voting. They didn't even have the drop boxes open on election day. You had to wait 2 hours in line. By cutting early voting from 17 days to 7 in the runoff. Yes, they had record turnouts on a single day. So what they were doing was they were conning the press by saying, oh, we're having record turnout today. We've had 3 days of running record turnout. Well, Tom, if you cut the number of days you can vote by two-thirds, you're going to make the days left a lot longer.
Yeah, and it's like saying our movie's only going to be released for 3 days instead of for 3 months. And
You're going to have long lines. And right. In fact, but only long lines in Atlanta, I have to tell you, because they reported, and we get this off the computers, 2 hour wait minimum in every Atlanta voting station, 10 minutes average in the rural areas.
In the white counties.
The white Republican counties. It goes on and on. To get an absentee ballot, you have to request it, which you didn't have to do if you were disabled. And for the runoff, you had to include ID with an absentee ballot for the first time, even though they said that there was not one single fraudulent absentee ballot, not one, and they checked, yet they added all these restrictions. So basically, you had an 83% plummet in the absentee balloting, and that accounts almost, that was most of the loss for the 1 million vote drop. That's what happened to Warnock, and that's what's going to happen to the rest of us. But Warnock's people stood in those lines.
Yep.
They squeak him through.
Yep. It's just an amazing story. We're talking with Greg Palast for the hour, the investigative journalist, author, and filmmaker. His latest, Vigilante, Georgia's vote suppression hitman. You can see it at gregpalast.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with Greg Palast. His Twitter handle is Greg_Palast, P-A-L-A-S-T.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive. Only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, the undeclared war against the middle class and what we can do about it, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that Americans have elected eight animals to political office? I realize all politicians are animals, and arguably all humans are animals, but these are non-human animals who have been elected to political office. It's absolutely fascinating. There's Stubbs the cat, who was the mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska. Most of them, by the way, have been elected mayors. Clay Henry the goat, he was the mayor of Lajitas, Texas. Max the dog was the mayor of Idlewild, California. In Milton, Washington, they didn't go for the mayor. They got a committee person, a committeeman. That's Boston Curtis the mule. And Boscow the dog became the mayor of Sunol, California. Jinx the cat, this is one of the very best. Jinx the cat was the mayor of Hell, Michigan. Isn't it nice to get away from politics every now and then, or sort of? Lincoln the goat was the mayor of Fairhaven, Vermont, and there was even a rhinoceros who was on the Sao Paulo City Council. The whole list is over at TomHartman.com. Check it out. Welcome back. We're talking with Greg Palast, the investigative reporter, and bon vivant. And Greg, I first...
You left out that I was a ballroom dance instructor at Fred Astaire Dance Studios.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure if that's a checkered past or an amazing past. That's pretty impressive, actually. I'm absolutely incompetent at dancing. I want to talk about 2000, because this is when I first learned who you were and what you were all about. And it's when you, I think, in probably around 2000, I started the show in March of 2003, and I think it was within a year or so of that that you and I started talking on the air. I frankly don't recall. If you do, let me know. But I was very familiar with your work for the BBC on that election, that 2000 election. And yes. So you want to give us a recap of what happened in 2000? I think, a lot of Americans have forgotten, and there's a lot of young people who were not around when that was happening, weren't paying attention. They were 5 years old and don't even know the story.
And it's important because we're living its effects today.
Right.
So back in 2000, I'm living in London, working with The Guardian, BBC, and I see that thousands of black people say that they couldn't vote. Now, remember, George Bush became president of the United States by just 537 votes. Not electoral votes, I mean like votes in Florida. 537 votes. And I'm thinking, well, maybe there's a computer program removing black people from the voter rolls. You know, don't call me a conspiracy nut. As the Justice Department would say, I'm their conspiracy expert. And it always gets a laugh, by the way, from the conspirators. But the in truth, I did find a file by the Secretary of State, Catherine Harris, approved personally by Jeb Bush, happens to note Bush, the presidential candidate's brother. They ordered the removal of so-called felons from the voter rolls. At the time, felons could not, ex-cons could not vote in Florida. And they removed 58,000 black people. I'm not guessing because in Florida at the time, they kept the record of your race on your registration form. They removed 58,000 black people. I went through the list. I met many of them. I called hundreds. We had professional review of the list. And I took it to the Attorney General. Not one of the 58,000 black people who were prevented from voting, not one was an illegal ex-con voter. Not one. And that's how George W. Bush became president. And the hardest part of this story is I reported it on the front page of The Guardian. I reported it at the top of the nightly news in on BBC television worldwide. Noam Chomsky called me from India or sent me a note from India and said, wow, how come this isn't the U.S. in U.S. papers? That's a darn good question, Noam. It only got into the U.S. papers because, bless him, Paul Krugman put it in his column.
Wow, in the New York Times.
In the New York Times. And then Salon and others picked it up. But we could not get that, and I couldn't get on the news pages of the Times until 4 years later, when they ran a story about the what they call the infamous felon purge of Florida. And I'm thinking, how could it be infamous? You never reported on it until 4 years later. So the problem we have, and it's two problems. One, this type of purge, it worked. It worked. They removed those black voters, yeah. 58,000.
And by the way, the Supreme Court doubled down on this in 2018 when Ohio was doing this, when Mike DeWine was doing this in the major cities of Ohio. They took it, you know, the voter advocates took this to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, you know, if he wants to throw black people off the rolls, I mean, they said, they didn't say black people, but if he wants to throw people off the rolls wherever he wants,
we have the demo. I went through that, the demographics of it. Yes, it was overwhelmingly black people, young people. And in Florida, they were removing the elderly of Zion. And, you know, basically all voters of color, meaning blue voters, Democrats. Right. So I went down for BBC. They used a method called voter caging, which is that they would send letters to people. In the case of Ohio, it came from the state. In the case of Florida, it came from the Republican National Committee, specifically from Karl Rove at the time, who sent people that they knew were not at home, students away on vacation, black people at military bases, Hispanics at military bases assigned outside the U.S. or to a different state. The Jewish voters were snowbirds, and they would send, you know, that is, they return north for winter, but their address is in Florida. So they send people letters. The letters come back undelivered, and they say, oh, these are not real voters. They don't live at their voting address. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
But it's an ugly, ugly...
That's how they did it in Ohio. Trick.
They did it in Ohio through government.
In Florida, they were doing it through interstate cross-check, weren't they? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
That was 16.
Yeah, okay. Okay, stick around. We'll be right back. Greg Pallas is with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Revealing all the dirty tricks the GOP has been using to steal elections for decades. Stick around.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. WISC Caregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WiskCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus.
Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WISCaregiver.com. All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for nurse aid certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WISCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by WISC Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Shoes. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 35. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 14. Highs level off around 33. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 35.
It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1 minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sure. Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. We're talking with investigative journalist, author, filmmaker, ballroom dancing instructor, Greg Palast, GregPalast.com, Greg underscore Palast on Twitter, Greg Sue Nethercutt, who publishes our newsletter, and we've worked together forever, and is a wonderful person. And Sue says that you were on our program on May 12th, 2003. That's when we first met. So it's been a while, and we were talking about that you were on our program talking about what was going on in Florida, and you were sort of mid-story or getting toward the end of the story, I suppose, there. But there's a difference in these different ways, these different strategies of voter suppression that have been used. There's the caging strategy, there's the interstate cross-check strategy, there's the vote vigilante strategy, there's the long lines strategy, there's the block the mail-in voting strategy. You want to just give us a recap of these?
Well, it's whack-a-mole, because every time we find, I think there's two issues here. One, I could give you a list that could go on for about 7 hours, but what I want to do is explain that every time we uncover something, they come up with something else. It's whack-a-mole, and in addition, it's very difficult to get the U.S. press's attention. That's why, for example, I think one of the worst, most evil ones, which may have had a real role in the election of Donald Trump in 2016, is something called interstate cross-check. And in that, what they did was, a guy, Chris Kobach of Kansas, who, by the way, is now Attorney General there, he came up with a way of removing voters with common names. Now, 95 of the 100 most common names in America are minority names. Hernandez, Chung, Nguyen, Rabinowitz. Whatever.
Johnson, Washington,
Black. And yeah. So what he did was he got together with a guy named Brian Kemp, the Secretary of State of Georgia, and then they started including other secretaries, GOP secretaries of state, and started cross-checking names and finding, for example, that there were several thousand, that there's a guy named Jose Garcia who is voting multiple times in multiple states. Now, that's a federal crime, so they removed Jose Garcia, thousands of Jose Garcias, from this one guy, apparently. Now you may say, well, Jose Garcia is just a common Spanish name. It's not a common name for Republican. So they removed 238 guys named James Brown, saying it was the same voter in Georgia. This cross-check system, the lists were secret. And the other big problem of stopping this stuff is that the only stories on cross-check were how brilliant they were on NBC and CBS and PBS. They all ran stories about this new computerized system to find double voting cheats, people who vote in two states on the same day or in the same election, which is a crime. So I started going through, I got my hands on the list. I won't tell you how, but I used legal means. I'm pretty good at because I worked for Justice and other attorneys generals. And I got my hands on these lists. We went through them, and of course, the middle names of most of these people didn't match. You know, be Jose Eduardo Garcia is supposed to be Jose, Osvaldo Garcia. They would say that's still the same guy. They had different birthdays, etc. But they removed a lot of Jose Garcias and James Browns. In fact, they removed just short of 1 million voters from the voter rolls of 30 states. I reported it. I couldn't get this into U.S. newspapers, but I did a very, very elaborate report written and et cetera for Al Jazeera, which, by the way, because it was Al Jazeera, I was disqualified for the Pulitzer Prize. I'm not crying. Oh, yes, I am. So we busted that, and then the ACLU sued, and the cross-check was eliminated, unfortunately, just after the 2016 election of Donald Trump, who then immediately appointed Mr. Cross-check, Chris Kobach of Kansas, as head of a vote fraud hunting commission. So we got rid of cross-check, and then Brian Kemp, who's Secretary of State of Georgia, comes up with new methods. One is the mover purge. That means that you find people that you supposedly have moved. So he removed half half a million voters from the voter rolls of Georgia. He's Secretary of State, but he's also running for governor against Stacey Abrams of Georgia. He's removed 500,000 voters saying, well, they don't live in Georgia. Well, if they don't live in Georgia, they shouldn't vote in Georgia. I got the guys from, and bless them, the experts who work with Amazon and Google to go through the addresses. They know where you live. Believe me, they know where you live. And they went through every single voter, obviously with computers, and gave me a list of 340,000 voters. They said, these people have never moved from their legal voter registration address. Overwhelmingly, young, black, Hispanic, Asian Americans, that's who is being removed. That 340, by removing a third of a million people wrongly, that's how he became governor.
And right, that's why he beat Stacey Abrams by 50,000 votes in that election.
Right, minus, you know, not counting 340,000 illegally removed voters, including, by the way, and you'll see in the film Vigilante, including Martin Luther King's 92-year-old cousin. I was at the polling station when she was thrown out on her keister. She has a walker, 92 years old, who's going to be her 50th year of voting. Her granddaughter's in tears. They said that she doesn't live in Georgia anymore. And I went to her house, which was down the street. There's Martin Luther King's picture having dinner with her at that house 50 years earlier. She's still living there. Brian Kemp said she didn't live there. One of a third of a million people he removed. That's how he became governor. And that's why it is Stacey Abrams cited my evidence to specifically say, I won't be inaugurated, but I got the most votes. I won this, but by Kemp's rules, Kemp makes himself.
This is also why she hasn't conceded that election.
She shouldn't.
Yeah.
And I'm very disappointed, frankly, President Biden and the media for excoriating her and putting her in the same boat as Trump.
Yeah.
She said there's a difference between me and Trump. He's fantasizing that the election was stolen from them. I have the list of names of people illegally, wrongly blocked from voting.
Right.
You know, vote suppression is real.
It's just an incredible story, and it's continuing, and it's picking up steam, and this is we need a national right to vote. I mean, it's just the two things that we need to get into the Constitution tomorrow yes. morning are a national right to vote, and so that they can't play these kind of games with us. And an amendment that says that corporations are not persons and money is not speech. But that's kind of another rant, for another time.
Well, let me just add something there. Have you ever heard of a corporation losing their legs in Iraq? Have you ever heard of a corporation being drafted to Vietnam? I haven't.
Yeah, exactly. It's the old bumper sticker. I'll believe corporations are people when Texas executes one. yes. So, Greg, if I could move to, there's a couple of other topics I wanted to talk with you about. Yeah. And, one of them is, this situation. I mean, you're a reporter. You're on top of this stuff. You've been doing international stories forever. You were there at the birth of neoliberalism. Which is what happened to Russia, when Gorbachev essentially ended the Soviet Union, he publicly said that he wanted Russia to become a democratic socialist country like Sweden. And he used the word Sweden. That was his model. But what happened was George Herbert Walker Bush, and then ultimately Bill Clinton as well, basically said to Russia, we will not, and the IMF said, we will not give you the billions or trillions in loans that you're going to need to make this transition from Soviet economy to a new economy unless you embrace neoliberalism, unless you cut taxes on rich people, privatize everything, quack, 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 quack. And the neoliberalism, of course, leads to oligarchy. Oligarchy leads to tyranny. And now we've got a guy running Russia who basically is accountable to nobody. And it was fairly predictable. And like I said, you were there at the birth of that. What are your thoughts on what's going on with Russia and Ukraine right now?
Well, a couple things. Number one, it's close to my heart because, as I said, I was undercover, but I was working with Milton Friedman and the Chicago Boys who had installed, we had a bloody coup in which their economic theories were imposed by machine gun in Chile. By Augusto Pinochet.
Yeah, it was 1976 or 73.
Right, and I was there.
Yeah.
And so now when Russia, when it was clear he was not going to get reelected, and they said to continue this project of the kind of Pinochet program, we need to pick a Pinochet to replace you. And they actually, believe it or not, two oligarchs, Berezovsky and Kuczynski, arranged to meet with Pinochet, who was, by the way, under house arrest for murder. And so they met with the murderer and said, could you help us figure out how we pick a guy to replace Yeltsin? Because he's drunk so often that we can't even get anything, that we can't keep stealing because he's too drunk to just sign over everything anymore. So they described a kind of a strong teetotaler, militaristic and super capitalistic. And so they picked this guy who had been deputy mayor of Petersburg, of Vlad Putin, who no one knew, and Yeltsin was required to make this Pinochet imitator prime minister. He used that position to basically murder 50,000 civilians in Chechnya, in Grozny. That made him kind of popular. So Yeltsin became the president, and then later, and the rest is history, right, of the bloodiest order. So you're talking about a very, very vicious, nasty Pinochet, highly armed. And you know, one of the things I've been doing with Pinochet, it's easy to mix them with the Pinochet of Russia, Putin. You know, the media's trying to figure out why he's doing what he's doing. Why don't you read what he said? Back in July of 2021, he wrote a long screed about Ukraine, with this fantasy that somehow Ukraine has always been historically part of Russia. And he's particularly blamed the Bolsheviks. He, you know, remember, he's a violent anti-communist Putin. He was KGB, but that was because he was a super patriot, but he was actually quite anti-communist. And he said, the communists did this to us. They made Ukraine a separate republic. And, you know, the United Nations had a seat for Ukraine. You know, there was the Soviet Union, but they had the seat for Ukraine and Russia and White Russia, which is now Belarus. So Ukraine has never been part of Russia, except for a short period during the Russian Empire. And Putin, and I know it sounds like I'm going way back in the history, but like you have to, because Putin does. He talks about the Kievan Empire, where Kiev and Moscow were the nodes of an empire. Moscow was a swamp. It was actually that Russia was part of Ukraine, not the opposite way
Greg,
around.
We have about a minute and a half before we hit a hard break here. What do you say to the people who say, well, you know, the Minsk agreements and George Herbert Walker Bush's promise that he wouldn't expand NATO, this, you know, Putin is justified in attacking Ukraine?
That was 18 years ago, and by the way, we probably should have let him into NATO. You notice that they haven't, they're talking about missiles in threatening them from NATO. Well, the missiles are on their border in Poland. I notice that they haven't invaded Poland. Right. Ukraine's not part of NATO. It doesn't have the missiles. In fact, what's most important, I would recommend, Tom, that you read an article by a guy named Tom Hartman about the Budapest Accords of 94, where Ukraine, with Russia's approval, U.S. approval, agreed to give up all its nuclear weapons and gave them to Russia. And by the way, this week, the Ukrainian government showed us the missiles made in Ukraine, sent to Russia by the 1994 accords, in which Russia, which are now being shot at Ukraine.
Right.
These are Ukrainian missiles.
Yeah, Ukraine at that point in time had the third largest nuclear force in the world, and they gave it all up in exchange for you finish it.
Yeah, in exchange for a peace, for a guarantee of peace and their borders with Russia. Russia said, "Give us all your missiles, so we're not threatened," and in return, we guarantee peace, and we'll even pay for the rebuilding of your military.
Why are the lefties who are yelling about Minsk and stuff never talking about this? I don't know.
I'm a lefty, I guess, but you know, I don't count people who support fascist Pinochet-style attacks on human populations. That's not leftist. That's just imperialism of a different flavor.
I agree.
Sorry.
I absolutely agree. We're talking with Greg Palast. Want to get into some energy conversations as well. Greg has been around the block on a whole bunch of topics here. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with Greg Palast. holidays are here, and we're savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. Louise and I love how flavorful HelloFresh meals are and also how much we've learned about different sauces and cooking techniques. We bring that to other meals. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom21 and use the code Tom21, T-H-O-M-2-1, for 21 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom21.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. We're talking with the great Greg Palast, investigative journalist, author, filmmaker. His latest movie, Vigilante, Georgia's vote suppression hitman. You can watch it over at gregpalast.com for free up through New Year's Eve. And Greg underscore Palast on Twitter. Greg, you were heavily involved with energy back in the day. You are the author of the United Nations Guide on the Regulation of the Energy Industry, which is based on your lectures at Cambridge University Department of Applied Economics and at the University of Sao Paulo. You covered oil, energy, and resource wars for the BBC and the Guardian when you were living in the UK. And you were working for the U.S. Department of Justice tracking down the Exxon Valdez crack up, you know, what was going on there. So what is your take on our energy situation in general here in the United States? Oil and renewables and everything else. And I'm also curious to get your take on this new fusion announcement.
Oh, it's not a new fusion announcement. About the fusion, Lawrence Livermore Labs, which is a military lab associated with the University of California.
They mostly work on nuclear weapons, don't they?
Yeah, so they're weapons. They're a weapons lab, mostly. And what they did was they were losing massive funding for their fusion program. So every few years when they're threatened with the closure of their program, they have a breakthrough in fusion power. We're going to have free power, no cost, all the free energy you want, and with this miracle fusion stuff. Well, we heard that with fission power.
Right, in the 50s and 60s. When they first said
nuclear, you know, they were trying to come up with a way to make the atomic bomb be nice. And so they came up with atoms for peace, and we were going to have electricity that was too cheap to meter.
Yep.
And instead, we ended up with bankrupt utilities, bankrupt bill payers, and a hot radioactive mess and dead nuclear plants. And we don't know what to do with the radioactivity that they crap out. So we've heard this free energy forever, perpetual motion machine. Isaac Newton already said, you're not going to get this. It's called the second law of thermodynamics. And you break that law, man, you get quite a fine. So, you know, whenever they're running out of money, they have a new breakthrough. I will say that there's one good thing about the breakthrough. The main purpose, just so you know, of laser fusion technology is to test the reliability of our current nuclear warheads. That's why they did this program. For the public, it's all about free energy someday in the way, way future. And, you know, it's actually... frankly, I have to say it's a necessary thing that we have to do to make sure that our nuclear warheads are in working operation. Unlike Putin, has no idea if he pushes a button if it's just going to the stuff is just going to like blow up on the Kremlin. So you know, but let's be honest about what the Livermore program is. It's a nuclear warheads testing program, and yeah, there might be fusion one century when we've mutated all into spiders.
Yeah.
But.
We do have a
miraculous way of capturing fusion power. There's a red ball in the sky, which is a fusion energy generator called the sun, and we have this miracle thing called a solar panel, which captures fusion energy. So why are they bothering with Livermore Laboratories? Why spend $1 trillion on that when for that $1 trillion... we could have a solar economy. Why not?
We could put solar panels on the roofs of every house in America and probably for $1 trillion and start with, you know, mandating it for federal buildings. Okay, Greg, we gotta wrap it up here. Greg Palast, his latest movie is Vigilante, Georgia's Vote Suppression Hitman, vigilantemovie.com or gregpalast.com is probably the best place to go. Greg_Palast on Twitter. Greg, thanks so much for dropping by. It's been great talking with you.
Thanks, Tom, for real conversation.
My pleasure. It's an honor, in fact. We'll be right back here on the program. Stick around. Peter Montgomery will be with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.